The boss of Gina Rinehart's multi-billion dollar Roy Hill iron ore project has backed away from the use of foreign workers on 457 visas. Barry Fitzgerald says the economy has slowed down and the project may no longer need to employ overseas workers under an enterprise migration agreement approved by the federal government last year. Mr. Fitzgerald was speaking at a supplier's briefing in Perth last night, which was attended by nearly 2,000 contractors. Resources reporter Sue Lannan went along for AM.
Gina Rinehart's multi-billion dollar project is being built in the Pilbara region in northern Western Australia. More than 8,000 workers will be needed to construct the mine, railway and port facilities. Barry Fitzgerald is the Roy Hill Chief Executive.
We want to award all of the contracts by the end of June. That will give us certainty.
There was controversy last year when the federal government granted Roy Hill the first enterprise migration agreement, allowing it to hire just over 1,700 overseas workers on 457 visas to work on construction. But Barry Fitzgerald says the slowing economy means times have changed.
When we started this project some years ago, the market was a lot warmer, and at that time we needed to be able to demonstrate that we had an opportunity to manage the risk of not being able to get experienced, capable resources, so we signed up and started the EMA process. However, since that time, things have moved on. We are now confident that we will in fact secure the bulk of our workforce, or our contractors will, through the Australian labour market.
Although Mr. Fitzgerald says if the economy improves, the Enterprise Migration Agreement may still be required.
It still is a risk mitigation if things pick up, and then we may well need it again.
While Prime Minister Julia Gillard held a fundraiser in Fremantle, her colleague, Federal Resources Minister Gary Gray, was on hand at the Roy Hill briefing.
This project isn't just important to Western Australia, it's important to our nation.
Mining is expected to start in 2014 and the first iron ore shipments are slated for 2015. But Roy Hill is still trying to finalise the funding of the project. Barry Fitzgerald says progress is being made.
We are quietly confident that we will get there, and we will continue to make progress and we'll continue to get resolution of the issues that are there. So, yes, we are confident.
Barry Fitzgerald, the boss of Gina Rinehart's multi-billion dollar Roy Hill iron ore project. Sue Lannan, our reporter.